Hiya, hello wrestling fans, and welcome to the 1986 canon. I'm Joe Marotta, that's Michael Quinn.
Howdy ho.
Hello there, Michael. This is for WWF Superstars. I almost messed it up there. Superstars
don't
of wrestling.
Do that.
October 4th, 1986, coming to you on May the 3rd, 2024.
May the 3rd be with you.
We are doing that now for an entire month.
It's good.
It's not. Thank you guys so much for being with us here.
You're the one that started it.
I probably did.
Yeah.
This is Superstars of Wrestling. We're just so used to saying championship for all these years. But we are now in the fourth quarter, Quinn, of 1986.
Q4.
That's right.
Q104.
Yes, Q104. Thank you guys so much for being with us here, whether you're on the audio version or on the YouTubes. Hey, if you're stumbling upon us here because you saw the thumbnail and you're like, oh, the wrestling, I just want to warn you. We are going to watch the wrestling, right?
We are. It's going to be on.
Every week. We do talk during the wrestling.
Right.
Sometimes we don't talk and we listen to a promo, but sometimes we do talk and sometimes people don't like that and we're sorry and we understand, but there's nothing we can do about that. That's the show.
That's
what this show is.
Yeah, sometimes I'll talk about Fruity Pebbles or something. I don't
when,
know.
When?
If it comes up.
Should it come up?
This might be the episode.
This might be the one.
I've been waiting for that one.
But one way or another, whether you're on the video or the audio, whether you're a first-timer and a long-timer or a long-timer and you like what we do, I do have some news for you. We have extra content. And
Lots of it.
The extra content is very, very affordable, and we're going to talk about it for 1 second, and then we're going to move on to the show, okay?
Okay.
We have the Canon Plus. Thank you, Quinn. We have the Canon Plus tier, which is only $2 a month. It's patreon.com/OVP podcast, and on that tier is a monthly special that complements this weekly Canon. So it's like, we'll do the pay-per-views when it is pay-per-views, right? We've done WrestleMania, Wrestling Classic, WrestleMania 2. We just did the big event not long ago. Anytime there's a pay-per-view, we'll cover that. However, it might be a primetime wrestling. It might be a house show. And coming up on Wednesday, May 8th, is Saturday night's main event.
Wow.
We have that. And next month will also be another Saturday night's main event.
They're really going along with these Saturday night's main events lately, huh?
I love doing those. They're a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to doing this one. We do have commercials, from what I understand.
Ooh.
So here's the deal. Not only do you get the Canon Plus specials every month on this tier, patreon.com/OVP podcast, there is also the entire 1982 to 1985 canons as well. Yes. So we covered like that whole pre-Hogan era, the Backlund stuff, Don Morocco being awesome.
Donald P.
Yep. Oh. Cyndi Lauper coming in, the rise of Hulkamania, the whole build to WrestleMania 1. That is all available for $2 a month on patreon.com/OVP podcast. And the only other tier that we offer, there is no like sniff my shorts tier or anything like that.
We don't do any of the sniffing here.
No, there's no sniffing. There's a $5 tier. Again, no sniffing.
Yeah.
But for $5 a month, not only do you get the Canon Plus tier, you get monthly audio reviews of every WWF pay-per-view in order, starting with WrestleMania 1 and coming out this weekend, everyone's favorite, In Your House, Cold Day in Hell.
Yeah, it's such a popular, monumental pay-per-view.
I've watched it one other time besides for this. But here's the deal. These are audio podcasts meant to be digested.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to them at work. Listen to them while you drive, while you run, while you work out, while you sit there and eat snacks. We don't care.
While you mow your lawn.
Yeah. Crank it up a little bit. And here is the best part. Everything that we just mentioned is available on patreon.com/OVP podcast. For a free 1 week trial.
The trial, baby.
That's completely legitimate. It's a real Patreon feature that we were lucky enough to get like in when they were testing it or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if it's available to everyone, but we have it.
It's got to be by now, right?
I don't know if it is.
It's been going on for like over like 2 years now.
Going on a while.
Yeah.
If you have a Patreon as a creator and you don't have access to it, maybe give them a nudge and say, hey, when am I getting this?
Give them a ring.
Give them a ring. Yeah, call Patreon.
Hi, Patreon.
Hi, is this Patreon?
Is this Mr. Patreon?
HW Patreon.
Yeah.
But in all seriousness, if you have any passing interest in the 82 to 85 canons or the pluses or the pay-per-view reviews, it's a free trial. You know what most people do with free trials. They cancel them before the trial period's over. We're okay
allegedly
with that. Some people don't. That's the thing. People that sign up for ours, sometimes they cancel. Sometimes they stay a little bit, maybe a month or two. We don't really care. We want you to try it.
Stay as long as you like.
Stay as long as you want. Patreon.com/OVP podcast. And the one last thing to mention here is we do have a non-wrestling program.
Non.
It is, a very good bread, by the way. It's not a video show. It's called Acid Wash Memories. It's an audio podcast. And each week we talk about something from the past, like the 80s or 90s or 1890s in some instances.
Sometimes.
We do get there.
I feel like that decade, the gay 90s there, comes up way too often. Like,
it comes up a lot. And it'll be coming up on Monday's episode. Episode number 70 of Ask to Watch Memories is the history of department stores.
Ooh.
Hang on to your seats.
Yeah.
Get in a comfortable chair and strap in. All right, Quinn, I'm happy to say that a new month in the canon means a new month in the calendar. What do we have for October of 1986?
Let's see. I have to
get a new cover person.
Oh, boy.
It's about time.
Well, it's one of our favorite guys.
For real?
Yeah.
Who is it? Oh, Donnie.
Donald P.
Donnie Morocco. Himself.
There he is.
Look at that. What a shot.
Is it coming in?
Yeah, it's coming in.
I can't see, so. But there he is. So he's our poster boy this
all right.
month.
Any birthdays or not yet?
We have one today, actually. Well, first of all, it's a holiday, Rosh Hashanah.
Okay.
So happy Rosh Hashanah.
I guess so.
It's not even that in real life. But,
no, it's May.
And on the 4th. You know, may the 4th be with you.
Yeah, October the 4th be with who?
Chief J. Strongbow.
Very much still wrestling.
Well.
In the senior circuit somewhere.
I mean, there's circuits that are off screen that we know about.
That guy should do a cardio circuit, Quinn.
Hey.
Hey.
You don't like him. You always do this. You crap on him, and then you're like, he's good.
Then he does that slide, the baseball slide, and the stance and everything. I get all excited.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's bring up the video scope here. 3, 2, 1, scope. So as we started last week, we're in week two of the Baltimore tapings.
Yes.
Peppy. Very peppy last week.
Much more pep.
I like the pep that's going on.
Now, are we still in the 3 taping thing, or is this 2?
Oh, we're going to be in that forever, Quinn.
Oh, I thought it was 2. No. It moves to 2 during this era.
Oh, you're sorely mistaken.
Okay.
Without any further ado, folks.
That's a little long for one taping.
I can't help you. Without any further ado, WWF Superstars of Wrestling.
Scope up.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't mention. Yeah, I mentioned the scope. Now you're tripping me up. Superstars of Wrestling, October 4th, 1986.
I look at those lasers.
It's modern tech. Remember, Gene loved the tech.
Good tech.
Oh, that hot teak. All right. Anyway.
He probably had
hot
a,
in here.
He probably had a teak, one of those like cassette teak players.
Teak deck.
Like, remember, he didn't have Sony, he had teak.
PGR.
Yeah, good quality.
All right, what do we got today? I know they told us, but I can never
remember.
Oh, Jussie. Here's Jussie. Fuck you, Jussie.
Did Jussie not change his outfit from last week?
He did. Didn't he? A little bit.
And he did that the first for the first taping session. I don't know if he did for the second.
I don't know. Maybe you're wrong.
No.
Maybe you're right.
Now,
maybe you're
are
wrong.
They still like in arena for this shit?
Oh, yeah. For almost 2 more years.
Really?
Until the summer of 88.
When did they realize they don't have to do that?
When they get their green screen in the summer of 88.
Okay.
The UMAT, as they call it.
I mean, that's
Ultimate.
Just, no offense, like, from a production standpoint, it's just more efficient.
Well, that's why they did it.
Because also if, like, I don't know, somebody gets injured or something since you tape this, you can, like, you're up to date.
Yeah, and they do all their voiceover in post.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, so what do we have in deck? Because I don't remember.
Yes, indeed, we're going to see a relevant newcomer, but no, that's no newcomer right there.
Okay, I was going to say.
Ladies and gentlemen, of course, is
relative newcomer Hulk Hogan.
Newcomer Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan, Jussie Ventura.
Well, so Vince does see the screen then.
Yeah, they have a monitor there.
Also to join us will be Mr. Wonderful.
That was the first proof we know what they're seeing.
Yeah, he's not just saying stuff, right?
Yeah.
Good point.
Also on end this week, an update on Rowdy. Roddy Piper.
Remember, he got the shit kicked out of him last week.
He's hurt, right?
He's hurt. Oh, that's right. When's the Macho Man?
Yeah.
The Macho Man and Elizabeth.
The Macho Man.
The Macho Man stinks. Piece of slime.
Oh, the debut.
That's the relative newcomer.
I don't know where the World Wrestling Federation found this 1950s greaseball at.
Fair.
Jussie.
Hey, Sika.
Hey.
That's the worst picture of him possible.
It's blurry. Oh, Coco's back.
Coco.
Maybe
he'll
win this time.
That was embarrassing. Yeah. They had him lose in his debut. I mean, it was a tag match.
Like Brett or something?
Brett and Jim, yeah.
Yeah, it was so weird.
Ugh.
They're like neon yellow this week.
They suck. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's the feature, Jeff.
The Animal Kingdom explodes. Yeah, but the Moondogs aren't going to win. What are you looking at me like that for? You know they're not.
Why not? It's the feature. Anybody can win. That's the point.
I don't know, Quinn.
From New York City.
Huh?
Who's this?
Buzz Sawyer?
C.W. Anderson?
He looks like he doesn't need a barber.
Remember him? The, like, fake Iron Anderson.
C.W.? Of course, C.W.
From Union City, Tennessee.
There you go. There's your boy.
Ha!
Yeah, you love him. I like him, too. I like Coco a real lot. Hell yeah.
I like early Coco a lot, because he's not presented as a jobber, even though he lost his first match.
Yeah, but he's still, like, he's... Yes, they treat him like he could win.
Yeah, he didn't have the bird last time. This is the first time Frankie's here, I think.
Are you sure?
I don't think Frankie was there. He was just Frankie flapping in last time. Like, there was no Frankie.
Maybe not.
Where are you, Coco?
Elliot.
Not you, Frankie, because you know what, Frankie? You're going to WWF with me, brother. That's right.
Yeah, it's the day butt of Frankie.
That's right, the WWF, brother.
Do you like the Frankie idea?
You came with me.
I love Frankie.
Ka-ka, there's a fire.
Yeah, he sadly died of a fire.
That didn't happen, though. When he didn't say there was a fire, right?
No, the house burned down.
Yeah, but
and
he didn't say
like,
there was a fire.
Well, we'll never know. The fireman might have heard him. He did die in a fire,
I know.
Though,
no, that's real. It's not funny.
It's not funny.
Didn't he get Frankie Jr. after that, though? Or like another Frankie?
I don't know. This was in the 2000s. Frankie lived a long time.
Birds live a long time. Yeah. You know they're dinosaurs, right?
They are? Oh, yeah. Jurassic Park. Remember? They said.
Remember Newman's in it. All right. Randy Barber.
Wow,
taking
the
Coco
fans
Beware.
Were like doing the dance.
It's
they were
good.
Doing the bird.
It's because Coco's good. If he was
did
taller.
Did you notice that? I saw a couple of fans doing it. Ah! Like, get with it.
I know. Well, because it's good.
Yeah.
If he was taller, he would have been a bigger deal. Vince probably just didn't like him because he's short.
I always hate the he's not tall enough excuse because
the real
all
thing.
These guys are fucking jacked as hell. Like,
I know.
It's not a factor.
I know.
I'm sorry.
Doesn't bother me. Dave Hebner, the referee here, as Coco flaps away. Hip toss on the barber.
Like, unless you're in the midget division, you're not, like, there's no too short to me. Like,
some of them are too tall for that division, as we've seen.
Yeah, that's also bullshit, by the way. It's like, okay, listen, you know how to
Ed
wrestle, you could be in the regular division.
I know. Can I ask you, do you think Randy Barber has a match with Brutus Beefcake sometime in 87? Because he should.
Maybe.
Do you get why I said
that? Yeah, because he has very little hair left.
No. His name's Barber Quinn.
Oh, well, he also doesn't have hair.
You don't have your soda today, so I understand.
I know.
Now, I am
this
drinking.
This is probably better for me.
It is. Water, yes, is probably better than Coca-Cola, yeah.
I had those stones, you know?
Yeah, I know. I've got 7-Eleven Lemon Lime House of Miracles seltzer.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Is it?
Out of that Speedway. Oh. Your favorite. All right, Coco,
those
toying around
traitors.
Here with the Barber. They're good.
Change it back to Hess. I'll be right back in there.
Well, it's never coming back. People love Coco. Listen to this crowd for him.
He's
all real, heat. They're not doing overdubbed heat yet.
God, can you imagine if they have him lose to a jobber also?
They will not.
I'll say this. So far, he has showed me so much talent that he can go against anybody, face anybody.
I just don't understand what the fuck that shit was. I know it was a tag match and he didn't get pinned or anything.
It was embarrassing,
but still,
though. That's, yeah.
It's just like a bad choice.
He did beat the crap out of them after, so it was to like establish that he's good, remember?
Yeah.
Oh, Coco
like,
chewing
I
the chain.
I know we like the Hart Foundation, but they don't have to win like every match they're in if they're in like a feature like that.
But that wasn't a feature. It was him and Paul Roma or somebody,
I just consider anything a feature where it's not two jobbers fighting each other.
Fair. Like, power slam by Coco nicely.
So like in the feature, to me, all bets are off. Like it, the whole point of it is that it's like two wrestlers that win, right? It's
yeah,
like,
but you don't think the Moondogs are really going to
be the
killer
win,
bees,
so
do
it's not like...
Not often.
I know, but...
Swinging neck breaker.
The whole point of the feature is like... It's like any given Sunday, right?
Is it, though?
It should be, in
I think
theory.
Sometimes. Let's see what this is here, Quinn. Beautiful brain buster. Doesn't he call that the Ghostbuster? Like, I'm not making
yeah,
that up,
that's
right?
The
that's
name.
His name. Yeah.
There you go.
Why did that feel like a four count? You know how that happens sometimes.
Sometimes when they land, yeah. You hear the count, but it's not actually the count.
I know. Nice win by
Coco. It took
Coco.
Me years to resolve that was what it is, but then through years of accumulated wrestling knowledge, I figured out that that's what that why when you think it's a four, that's what's happening.
That should be the name of our tagline of our show. Years of accumulated wrestling knowledge.
I mean,
people come running for that one, right?
Not that many, you know, it's a dying thing, I think. Wrestling is not as popular as it once was.
I think it's more popular in certain regards.
In certain regards, but I feel like it's more centralized to, like, the big events, whereas people watch, like, fucking everything.
Well, yeah, I know that.
In these days.
TV ratings are not the only KPI, though.
Yeah.
For wrestling's popularity. Anyway, nice win by Coco. Nice to see him win, first of all, Quinn. That's good.
Like, do kids watch wrestling every week now? Like, is it?
They might. I don't. Mine doesn't.
Well, he's still like. I feel like he's a couple years away from that being a thing that he would watch every week.
I don't know. A lot of kids start when they're 6, 7 years old.
I feel like 8 is the sweet spot.
Why? Because you were 8.
No, because I was actually like 9 or 10.
No,
but
you were not
kids watching it.
You started watching in early 95. You were 8. You didn't turn 9 yet.
I didn't turn 9. Well, I was almost 9. I was like a month away or something, probably.
I know. We got an update with Gene. It's probably very important because Hillbilly Jim was just mentioned because he matters still. Jim.
Well, he could matter.
I want him to.
Kentucky has endeared himself to wrestling 1986. Fans. You never know because we didn't watch the data. There could be like secret pushes we don't know about.
It's true. Look, guitar.
He's back, baby.
He's been on a roll.
Has
not
he?
Only in the
got
ring,
injured like immediately. Oh, ooh.
Remember, he used to play the intro to this show.
Smoking back some time ago.
I like it.
I need a bourbon right now, man.
Was this on TNT? I thought that show's canceled.
This is old. Vince is still hosting it.
Oh, geez. Okay. This is from like a year ago or something.
Probably from 85, yeah.
How pleasant Hillbilly is.
I love him. I used to not like him. Is that Granny?
Where? Where's Granny? I thought that was Lord Hayes.
No. Well, I don't blame you for thinking that. Look, that's Granny down there.
Oh, she's plucking the chicken.
Keep plucking that chicken.
She is. She's plucking the chicken.
Oh,
another performance. I like this Hillbilly here.
Fucking love this.
He's so good.
He's good. He's not even bad. Oh, here
it is. This is the time he played our theme.
Yeah.
This is our theme, right?
He ain't a bad... Yes, this is our theme. He's not a bad guitar player. By any means.
I wonder if they worked this into when he was Harley Davidson wherever.
What if he just played electric guitar?
Yeah.
Judgment in the ring. What?
And possesses a great voice outside of the ring.
I still feel like Hillbilly Jim is a talent that was sort of robbed from us due to injury because he was good.
He was hot.
Yeah.
When he was he was never the same in terms of overness. I mean, he was still over, but
his momentum got killed, but when he came in initially everyone thought he was the greatest thing ever.
His big uncle didn't help things. Hey, Mario Mancini. Let me guess, Randy Savage.
And his opponent will be led towards the ring by his manager.
Nope.
The Wizard.
It's Kamala.
From the jungles
now it's Sika.
What?
Remember? He also manages Sika. He just can. Sika.
I hope Bobby the Brain manages Sika or whatever. Or Mr. Fuji.
Later.
Okay.
Like, as soon as Curtis Iaukea leaves,
Mr.
I think.
Mr. Fuji inherit everyone?
Yeah, I think so.
Good.
Fuji has nobody but Morocco right now, right?
We've explained that he doesn't need anyone but Morocco. Morocco is, like, premier.
It's true.
It's kind of like Miss Elizabeth doesn't manage anyone else.
Well, that's a fair point.
Yeah.
She never should. Oh, God.
All along the Pacific Basin!
Do they do this to annoy people? They must, right? He's a heel. They have to.
I hate it so much.
You can hear. Eat shit, my son.
That's like the better version of him.
When he's the master instead of the wizard? Yeah.
I love the master.
It's much better. It's more appropriate.
Yeah,
it's better
like,
for 95
it's
WCW.
It's like what he is, right? It's like... I still feel the Dungeon of Doom is like super underrated. I loved it.
They're good.
Like, it's fucking great. Like,
I don't care. They're great. It's so much fun.
It's such a funny idea.
It's like, really bad, but in a good bad.
It's like every heel that ever hated Hulk Hogan in one thing.
Yeah, mummies, you got all sorts of things.
Mummies and wolfmen and stuff.
The question mark man.
The question man. And
remember, he was in the Dungeon of Doom. Humorous.
And also remember when Jimmy Hart became a member?
Yeah, he did. It's real. Snapmare by Sigma.
Those were the dark years for Jimmy Hart.
It was difficult.
But he did get the powers of pain out of it.
The Faces of Fear, you mean.
Sorry,
yes.
Yeah. Faces of Fear.
Yes. Yeah, the outgrowth of the Dungeon of Doom. It's all real. Referee looks to be good human John Bonello.
I know I've said this before, but I need to say it again.
What?
It really is one of my favorite things ever that, like, long past the Dungeon of Doom, that the Faces of Fear, like, existed, and they were, like... Like, sometimes they would, like, say that they were still, like, part of it or something, but it's, like, 1998 or something.
Yeah, they were, like, former representatives of it or something. It's all real, though.
So they would, like, be like, no, it still exists. They're just, like, the only ones left.
Did they have their music still or no?
Yeah, they definitely came out to it.
Yeah,
like,
you're right.
They never had other music.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Sika making easy work here so far, Mario Mancini. Do you like Sika? We never talk about him on the show.
I never thought he was, like, standout or anything.
Did you like him in the Wild Samoan?
I loved him there, but, like...
You're not a big fan of Solo Sika?
No, not this Solo Sika.
Get it? Get what I did?
I get it.
Thanks. Do you like Offamore?
This felt like a stretch to, like, think of him as a single star.
I agree. I do agree.
As much as we love the Samoans, it was just like they were a tag team. This is not them.
I agree with you. This is like Animal wrestling singles matches, you know, or Hawk.
Like, remember when Hawk died and Animal had to go it along, and it was like... It almost like you just felt bad.
Yeah.
Like you didn't like dislike Animal.
Samoan drop.
But you were just like, this doesn't feel right.
Correct.
Like, you know?
No, I agree.
It's the same thing.
win. Whoa, there go my headphones. The win.
Yeah, you would have turned off the computer.
How did they fall off my head? What happened?
I don't know. You do wacky stuff over there.
A lot of things going on here, yeah. Quinn. Sika won if you're on the audio.
Solo Sika. that's Sika.
Oh, that's Sika. Now, was he... No, Afa's the captain, right? Or is Sika?
Yeah, Afa was. But this is Sika's big moment where he's going to try to be a single.
Okay, I'll give it to you.
I mean, this is like the first time we've seen him as a single.
Yeah, it is. Now, remember, there were three Samoans.
I beat up somebody, so I guess he's decent.
Mario Mancini is a formidable competitor.
He kicked his ass. Mario didn't get any offense.
No, he needed the super mushroom. Sorry.
Sika just kicked his ass.
Absolutely demolished him.
Yep.
What do we got now? What's the next segment?
When does the demolishers come in? You know who I'm talking about?
3 months.
Okay, so we're close.
We're really getting close, yeah. Which means we get more Johnny V promos on the show. Hi, Christian.
What, I forgot that he's involved. I'm in bad resolution.
October 20th at 7:30. 10 great matches. Elias Piper's
greasy.
Pick.
What
and
happened
Roddy
here?
Piper's guest, none other than Mr.
Where's the Westbrook coming up?
What, did he eat too much McDonald's this week or something?
I supersized my fries.
A $50,000 tag team
battle royale. CBS. Harry Snatch here.
God, I hate him.
So good. I love him.
Horrible. It's so
good. I like him. I just like doing the impression, but I think he's great.
It's really not good.
Wait.
Battle Royal rules.
Hang on.
But when Chief one Gang. Man is thrown out over the top rope, the entire team is eliminated.
His
partner
today.
Must leave the ring.
Stop.
And the list of teams entered is absolutely unbelievable.
Right.
From the Indian team led by Chief Jay Strongbow to the Killer Bees,
who
the Moondogs,
the
Rougeau brothers, Jacques and Ramon.
One of the young bloods still work here? Gator Wolf?
The tag team champions are British Bulldogs.
The British Bulldogs. That's our favorite thing
he's
that he says.
He's not whispering anyone here.
He's very loud.
The Giant John Studd and King Kong Bundy.
You said he doesn't work here anymore or something.
Who?
Giant John?
No.
Isn't he like leaving?
No, John is here for a little bit longer.
Okay.
Hi.
Here we go.
Super Machine, Promise, Big Machine, New Quest.
They got a lot of steroid pimples this week.
If we win $50,000.
Probably bad back.
Many big opponents there. Hi.
Hi.
Big Stundo and Butto.
Stundo and Butto, come on.
Hi, Dozo. Mushy, mushy. Hey.
This has got to be one of the most dangerous.
Bill Eadie trying way too earnestly on this.
The
master has told us, do not go in such match.
Not go in such
without
match.
Without plan. We have to rely on one another.
Oh, my God.
Very, very dangerous match.
It's so stupid, but...
$50,000.
U.S. dollars?
Makes many people
you don't over there.
Do crazy
things. Building something?
No, I'm...
Very, very strong.
Changing a setting.
You know, we're doing a program.
Volkov,
that's
Sheik,
bugging me.
Bulldogs, present champions. But we look for Stud-san, Bundy-san.
Yeah, okay.
We find you
Bundy-san.
In ring. Madison Square Garden, Monday.
Mother Square Garden, to my left. Oh, nice audio.
Pennsylvania.
Yes, it better be Ron Shaw.
Yes! No,
yes!
No!
Yes!
How did you know that? It didn't even, like, show
this
him.
He's proudly from Philadelphia. Billy Caputo, referee, Quinn, your favorite. Now, for any newcomers...
Macho Man?
Against Ron Shaw? I doubt Ron Shaw's a heel. Quinn, for any newcomers, what do you call Billy Caputo?
Billy Caputo?
Referee.
Oh, Heroin Hogan?
Yeah. Oh, no!
242 pounds!
Oh, come on!
Now
I'm glad I'm trying to change this setting.
Is this the song we hate, or is this a different?
Yes, this is the scary one.
Don't say Wayne Ferris. Did you hear that?
Hogatog Man.
Watch.
He's something else.
Did he say Wayne Ferris?
Yeah, because he did call him that briefly.
I don't like that.
Well, their reasoning is they only have to say their real name once, and then they've said it, so they don't need to keep repeating it.
Fucking horrible.
Doesn't he have the horrible tights and the suspenders?
Wayne Ferris, the Honky Tonk Man, to square off against Big Ron Shaw.
What?
This shit needs to go away.
Are you telling me you want Ron Shaw to win?
Yes.
Hell yeah!
I don't even like Ron Shaw.
Yes,
but
you
this,
do.
This blows ass.
You should like Ron Shaw.
What is this horrible coat? He's got like a jigsaw puzzle coat on.
Terrible.
Terrible.
Okay, all right. Okay. Oh, look at his attire, Quinn.
Ooh.
Look at it.
Look at you.
The suspenders.
Ew! Why does this guy exist?
All right, Ron Shaw and Honky Tonk Man, lock up here. Come on, Shaw. You can beat him. Ron Shaw can win. Hey, if Coco lost in his first match, Honky Tonk Man can, too.
True.
Okay? Yeah, Shaw, kick his ass. Hi, Shaw.
Nice maneuver there by Ron.
Nice maneuver.
Maneuver.
Take a look at this man's attire.
Yeah, it looks like shit.
A little unusual aside. Mr. Fuji had something to say about the attire of the Honky Tonk Man.
Why is he commenting on this?
His attire with his own.
Okay.
Not a big joke. Honky Tonk Man, you think you class?
Honky Tonk Man,
you suck.
You think
you dress in the finest rags? Boy, song. I'm sorry. You look at Mr. Fuji. Look how beautiful I look. My beautiful tuxedo. And I don't want nobody to put the greasy hand on Mr. Fuji's tuxedo. I mean it.
Why is he commenting on this?
He just doesn't like him. He's like, I don't like your clothes. Fuck you.
Mr. Fuji, let me cut a promo. He sucks. Like, he didn't even wrestle yet. It's like his first match.
Is the implication that like they're backstage in the dressing room and Fuji saw him and he's like, Hayo, I need cut promo now.
Yeah, it's like, fuck this guy. I don't like him.
Well, because also the guy he manages, Don Morocco, very nicely dressed, Quinn.
That's true.
Did you change?
Don Morocco is a well-dressed man.
I know. Did you change your thing?
I think so.
Good. All right, so Honky Tonk Man got raked to the face there by Mr. Shaw. And the big Shaw Man... No, Honky blocked it. Damn it. That's a big win if he can beat Ron Shaw. I mean,
hi, Shaw.
Ron Shaw's won matches on this program several times, Quinn.
He has.
We've seen him win.
Hi,
come
Shaw.
On, big Shaw. Hi, Shaw. Hi, Shaw. Oh, look, his hair is worse than ever. Like, than it ever would be, I mean.
It's so poor.
Hogan will hang out with anyone, won't he?
Wow.
Don't care, does he?
Actually, I think he's very particular with whom he hangs.
Really? What about with whom he bangs?
I mean, can you imagine McMahon having to walk down the street with this guy?
Honky Tonk?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to.
What's wrong with
that? Of course, I could imagine that you could imagine that.
What's very difficult for me personally because I have experience is walking down the street with you, Jesse.
That's not nice.
That's mean. I don't like that.
Side headlock by the Shaw Man.
Or whatever else. I hope Ron Shaw wins this. I don't even like him.
I would love
it. I hate
it.
Both of these people.
Ron Shaw's a good wrestler.
He's terrible, Joe. You know it.
You know
you always do this.
I'm not doing anything. I think he's good.
What do you mean?
Honky Tonk Man is hammering away with very convincing punches. Oh, he body slammed him. You know what the other problem is with Honky Tonk Man?
What?
There's no, like, other than saying I'm Hulk Hogan's friend, why should we like him?
We shouldn't.
Right, like, just I don't like Iron Sheik or whatever.
He's just annoying.
Yeah, like, he's just been aggravating.
Yeah.
Why is he going to the top rope?
Is this the his original finishing move? It's like an elbow or something.
Watch it sucks and like never do that again. It's a fist drop.
He would do that like when he's Honky Tonk, but like it was like a sub
move. Yeah, he won with it here. Well, if you're ever wondering,
his hair got all messed up.
Good. Oh, good. Take the suspenders down.
Why was this allowed, period? Why did they not be like, this sucks ass?
There's still the theory that Vince knew it would bomb, but I really don't think he... A lot of people that really think that he thought it would get over. That kids just wanted to dress up like Elvis, you know, kids of the 80s. What are you doing over there?
I'm
going to have to confiscate your
computer. Okay, I got it. I fixed it. It was just annoying. There was like an annoying setting.
Television show for all of the YouTubers out there, Quinn.
It was the search engine on this browser is a pain in the ass.
Was the appropriate time to fix it.
Well, what if I have to Google, like, when does Honky Tonk Man leave or something?
You can type in google.com.
Screw that. I want it to be convenient.
You know, you're a real piece of work sometimes. Yeah. You know this, right? Like, this is what happens when Quinn doesn't have his soda.
That's true.
Water might be better for him. We're not sure if water's better for you than soda.
It's very questionable. Like,
Oh, thank God. Are we in Australia?
Coming up in just a moment or two.
No?
Boy, is it going to be great to have the heavyweight champion of the world with us this week. Come on
yeah.
Hulk Hogan.
Okay.
Welcome to Australia from coast to coast.
It is Australia.
Australia crap.
In this great country, certainly.
But did they banish Gene to Australia for all these
he
promos?
He has not been in America in a very long time.
I know. It's very upsetting, Quinn.
Yeah. Hulkamania is alive in Australia.
Well, you know, Mean Gene, you better believe Hulkamania is alive in Australia. But what turned me
Marsupial.
On Australia
I think
is
so.
I've never been there before, man.
Okay.
And after I listened to your rap, because you've been way down under, and after you told
way
me
down
about
under.
The long-legged women and all the
I mean, he has been way down under. He never been back over in America.
Hemisphere.
Yeah.
That sounds like just the kind of place.
Well, it's your kind of place, Hulk. Get in. Oh.
You better believe it, Mean Gene. I'd like to buy a little
Hulk-y
piece
mania,
of land.
Get on in here.
Plant my feet in the ground.
Australia.
Make that my home, brother. Can you imagine the incredible Hulk Hogan from Australia?
You're not supposed to call yourself that by 86, Federation. Hogan. Maybe anyway, because it's for Australia. They don't give a flying fuck about Marvel.
So they stopped that early because Marvel was like, hey.
They got pissed. That's why you had to make the deal with them.
I don't blame them. Like, I mean, they do own the Hulk.
They were blatantly calling him the Incredible Hulk Hogan.
It's like literally the name of the comic book character.
They stopped around mid-85, like March, I want to say, like the spring of 85.
Now, but what is his like moniker now then? Because it's not...
He doesn't have one. It's just Hulk Hogan.
When does he become the Immortal Hulk Hogan?
After WrestleMania 6.
Okay. Is that why... Gorillas like shoehorns that into the end.
One step closer to immortality.
Yeah, like that's I feel exactly like that's like is. The rebrand, yes. Right? It's like Gorilla, make sure you say immortal.
No, that's
like,
you're 100% right.
Yeah,
that's something Vince planned and had him say. Yes, yeah. You're right about
he's
that.
Crocodile Dundee, Paul Hogan. Any relation to you?
Well, you know, I don't care if he's a gorilla or
a good question, actually. Are you related to Paul Hogan?
I said I'd defend this belt against.
It's arguable that Paul Hogan might be more famous than Hulk Hogan at this point in time.
I don't care how.
That's an interesting question.
Crocodile Dundee was like,
was a big
when
deal?
I was a kid, like, people fucking knew, right? It
you're
was
right.
Like, Crocodile Dundee was big.
Interesting theory, Quinn.
Yeah.
So, this is what happens when you're paying attention.
Well, yeah, now my search is all set.
What was it on? Edge, like, dot
yeah,
foot, like,
but
Bing or something?
I changed it. I was using Bing for a couple of months.
Why?
And then, like, I.
What's wrong with you?
I saw some video, and somebody was like, listen, like, Bing is cool because of the AI. But check this out. And then they showed like the image search results comparison. And I was like, whoa, like the image search results were like terrible on Bing.
Yeah, Google's are better.
The regular search is just kind of like comparable. Like it's like you can't really tell the difference, but yeah, like the.
It's a search engine.
It's the images thing that's like fucked up.
Understood.
Like, I was like, that's terrible.
Let's go back to this pointless promo here for the people of Australia. Hi, Mark Rourke.
You better believe it, Mean Gene. And I'd love to wrap the largest arms in the world, these pythons, around some Australia ladies.
Heavyweight ooh. Champion of the world.
Whoa,
I thank
calm
you.
Down.
We're right back. And weighing in with a panel between 1 and 4.
Timmy White, the referee for this commercial.
This commercial's still happening, huh? I didn't realize it was like this long.
I love that. I guess because SD Jones is like a legitimate star in Australia WWF, remember? It's real.
From Birmingham, you know what's Alabama. Interesting about the 80s? I feel like the Japanese cars were like still coming. Like they weren't like
who? They weren't what?
The Japanese cars weren't like what everyone got yet. They were still considered like cheap crap or whatever.
Yes, they were in the 80s.
But by the 90s, it flips over and like everyone's just getting Japanese
American
cars.
American cars were cheap crap for a long time.
Exactly.
This has got to be
who's
against the Macho Man. Dan Pasqua. I don't know.
Bill Pullman.
Bill Pullman. Let's hear his name again.
28 pounds. Dan Huska.
Dan Huska.
Dan Huskins?
It's got to be Macho Man. Paul Orndorff.
Paul.
Porno
I love
Paul.
This trick.
It's really good and stupid, right?
Because you, for, like, every time I hear it for two, like, 1 second at least, I'm like, wait, Hulk's on this? Like,
it's a good stupid gimmick.
Yeah.
It really is.
No, and then I have to remember, Hulk's never on the TV. Like,
no, you got to pay to see him.
Yeah.
Watch it on NBC, man, which we'll be doing on Wednesday. Sorry, and that's main event. Let me ask you this. Now that Paul Orndorff's been healed for a couple of months, we can probably safely both agree that...
This is his best feud. Hulk.
Yes.
It's like 100%.
And this is what he was meant to do, was be a heel in the WWF, right?
But then again, you know... Wait, hold on. I'll say this, is that I feel like now in retrospect, it was necessary to have this face run to make this heel run work.
Yeah, 100%.
So it was just like storytelling. Like,
and well done.
The face run.
Well done, too. Honestly, because it works. I mean, drew a shit ton of money. What is he saying, though? What?
Ultimately, how long was he a face for? Not that long. Like 4 months,
no,
5 months?
No, like a year, man.
It's a full year?
It was over a year.
Hmm.
It was right after WrestleMania.
Oh, right.
Until the summer of 86.
I thought there was like a period of time where he hadn't turned
like a month
face
maybe,
yet.
But it was pretty quick when he fired Bobby and all that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not Hulk Hogan. That's
Hawk Hogan.
My music. I am the real American.
You are?
Not Hulk Hogan. That's my music.
So he's just bitching about the music.
People after me that.
Well, I mean, technically it was the U.S. Express's music.
Well, we don't
if we want to
talk about that.
No, because
they stunk.
We have the American Express now. It's true.
I would love to leave home without that.
Well, one day we will.
Yeah, I think so, McMahon.
I wouldn't even want it, them in my home, American Express.
You wouldn't have like a beer with Mike Rotundo at your coffee table?
No.
I would. Seems like a nice man.
Well, he seems nice. I wouldn't be like rude and kick him out or anything, but...
Why is he at your... Oh, I know why he's at your house collecting taxes.
Stop.
What? He's a tax man,
remember?
We're done
with the tax season.
Yeah, I know. Hey, that's...
Taxes went very smoothly this year.
You were very proud, yeah.
I was very happy with it.
You got my 1099 yeah. SCC, right? Yeah. Everything went well there.
All the stuff worked. Yeah. It just punched it in, and TurboTax was like, okay, I got this. I've handled this.
You've handled it before, and yeah, they're good. So Dan Davis is going to be the referee, which...
Daniel Davis.
Do you think Vince is going to bitch about him for no reason?
Oh, God.
Got to do that.
Like, nothing ever happens.
I know.
It's like, did you see that? And it's like, no.
I like when Jesse points it out about other refs.
And didn't Bruno literally, like, last week be like, I don't know what you're talking about, Vince?
Bruno
like,
was so non-committed to anything yeah. right now that he's like, I think, you know?
It looks like you're roughing me.
Where's Thumpkin? I don't know. So
maybe I missed it.
I mean, I could have missed it. I'm not really watching. Hastings locking back up with Orndorff. Oh, he wore red tights against Orndorff.
It's always
Orndorff.
Near the end of the match that Vince starts bitching.
Yeah. Does it get it? Now, why doesn't he
move back in, Mr. Davis? Obviously, Hastings probably said something derogatory to Orndorff.
This is like every match.
It's
what are you talking about?
I mean, again, if you were watching at the time, folks, I know we have people that were watching. There's no way you picked up on this that early, is there? Because I feel like they did it subtly, and we notice it in retrospect.
Right, because we know what happens. But
to start this early, it feels
the
like...
The way they're doing it to start here is very dumb. Like,
but do you think that people noticed? Because we're
no,
paying
they didn't,
attention
they
to
didn't
it.
They didn't notice because yeah. sometimes the commentator's face or heel will bitch about the ref. It does like it's kind of like...
True.
It's kind of a both sides thing.
Yeah, good point.
But because we know, we've now noticed that Vince, anytime Danny Davis is roughing, just bitches about random shit that's not even like a problem.
It's just stuff that you wouldn't even notice normally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Orndorff coming in off the top. What are you, a knee drop here?
It's not even that bad
drop.
Either. He's like counting him or
I know.
Something. He's like, why is he not doing it faster or something?
Do you think Danny Davis even knew yet?
Probably not.
Vince is just fucking with him at
yeah,
first.
Yeah, Vince is just saying things.
That'd be funnier. All right, Orndorff just stomping away. Do you think Orndorff's going to win this one? What do you think?
Yeah.
You don't think Hopkins has a chance?
This Hopkins guy, he looks like fake Paul Orndorff.
He does. He looks like Mr. Tudorful.
Yeah. So,
get it? Because one.
Yeah,
one,
I get
it. Two.
I got, yeah.
I'm really sorry for that one. Oh, he's going to dedicate the pile driver to Jussie.
Okay, Jussie.
Oh, here we go.
That's going to pop, huh?
It's beautiful. Oh, that was a gorgeous one. Beautiful bump,
Mr.
too.
Haskins ain't coming back.
I like that we really don't know his name.
I don't know his name.
Doesn't matter. 2-3 Beautifully done. All right,
Orndorff with the victory over Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah, good win over Johns Hopkins.
Yeah.
I will say that not too much bitching about Davis. I'll give Vince credit there.
One little bit.
Not.
Sorry, I didn't mean it that way. You know what I mean? One little like complaint.
One little complaint.
Yeah.
Bobby, by the way, in the black suit. Yeah. The classic Bobby suit. Has he given up wearing suit and ties finally? Because he looked like too formal when he came out to the
yeah,
ring in them, right?
He's starting to just only wear the like members only shit
yeah,
or whatever.
Like the weird shit.
Yeah, that's the Bobby I know.
Yeah.
Like,
look at that. A little Hogan-style pose down.
The whole point of Bobby to me is he thinks he's some high-class shit,
yeah.
but he isn't. Like,
so
that's, like, the funny. Like,
right. You don't want to actually see him playing that role.
Yeah.
You want to see him pretending to.
Mm-hmm.
Take it, Bruno. This is a, look at this beautiful pile driver.
Gorgeous. Yeah, hit the tag and it won.
You can tell that guy knew how to take it, Mr. Hasty Pudding here, because
yeah.
he popped off and, like, bumped beautifully.
The pudding man.
Yeah, the pudding... Look at this guy's name just keeps changing. Yeah, Mr. Jello over here. Fucking Gelatin McGee.
Oh, they recorded Roddy Piper. Okay.
Recorded. It's
gonna take. This is literally 5 seconds after it happened, probably.
Yeah, it is earlier. It's gonna take
a How does he have a cane and a... isn't that a little much?
A crutch.
He has a cane
and
a crutch.
The audio is really good.
I come here to chew bubble gum and, you know, the thing, the line.
It's a baseball bat he has.
Ah.
Oh, isn't this where he walks over to the flower shop? And see?
I don't remember.
He hates the flower shop, Quinn.
Well, it's pretty stinky.
He cannot stand people conducting botany in his space.
They stole his show, Joe.
They did not steal the show. He left.
Oh,
and then when
go.
He this came back, the, he was already the, indignant.
The clip from WrestleMania 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. You know what's crazy? Is like that this is built from this point. Like, right?
You know what? I was thinking the other day.
It's a long build.
I was going to say that this is the first feud that they're building for WrestleMania 3. If you don't count that Hercules versus Billy Jack match from Big Event, which I don't think was canon yet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, if you don't count the Danny Davis shit either.
Well, that's true. That's a good point. That'll build too.
That stuff is at WrestleMania 3.
But that really does lend more weight to this feud, seeing how early it built, right? I mean, really early.
They were, like, committed to this shit.
Yeah.
Right? It was like, okay, we're gonna make these guys feud.
Yeah.
I think that's really why Piper's being so animated about it, because maybe he knows it's, like, the big long-term feud.
Oh, I think so. They're both selling it really
well. They're both, like, playing into it, like,
really
big time.
Well.
Even though there was, like, really, like, it kind of came out of nowhere, if you think about
it.
He
just came back and, like, he was already mad.
But it was like both of them are like, okay, this is the feud we're doing now.
Fine.
Yeah.
I'll take it. Okay, so the Flower Shop is officially no more.
Introducing to my left, from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania,
Troy Martin. No.
Is this Shane Douglas again?
Dan McGuire.
Yeah, okay. He looks like...
He doesn't even look like... I haven't seen his face yet.
He looks like you double-dipped the chip from Seinfeld.
Double chip, man.
You double-dip!
So Macho Man is facing this jobber.
Dan McGuire. Yeah, that'll go well.
What colors are the outfits today? What do you think?
I'm going to say Liz has red. Nope. Savage has red and black. Liz has her WrestleMania 7 shirt almost. It's not, but it's similar.
We'll know if it's a dress.
Yeah, it might be a dress. I can't tell.
I can't see.
Here we go.
Oh, my.
McMahon, shut up.
Don't you talk too quick, McMahon. Macho Man hears this broadcast, you'll be in trouble.
Good.
Okay. Yeah, it's a dress.
Oh, but Jossie,
so
look at
it. It isn't that weird blouse or whatever the fuck.
From WrestleMania?
Yeah.
I think a little 90s.
That's Miss Elizabeth casual attire, and it still has, like, sparkles on it, but, like...
She has a Jill Taylor hair, though, in that.
Yeah.
It's not as good. It's okay,
though. With that haircut? Like,
it's very popular.
All the women were getting that.
My mom had one.
Yeah, they all were doing that. That like, curly mop thing.
It's called a perm, and then sometimes you perm it.
Right.
Not a mop, like a bob. A curly bob.
But it's short, yeah.
I don't know what it's called. I didn't like it.
It was the hot shit.
It was, though.
Yeah.
It's just a good champions. Dave Hebner's a referee.
Yeah, at least we want Danny Davis complaining
seriously.
From Vince all the match. Why is he doing that? Like, it's like he's not doing anything.
He stole it.
Elizabeth.
Don't tell Vince Danny Davis was the ref of that match.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
They do eventually bring that up, as we know.
I know they do, but.
I suppose he stole Elizabeth from you, Bruno?
No, I don't know.
Well,
I like that this
escalates
that at WrestleMania 3, Jesse's like, what is with all this stealing? Like, everyone's with the stealing. Like,
he does say that, right?
Gorilla bitches. He stole the title at the, Boston Gardens at WrestleMania 3. And Jesse's like, what's with you and all this stealing? Everyone's
stealing.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
It's kind of a valid complaint. They always say it.
I know. It's fucking wrestling. All right. Well, this is a tall man here, Mr. McGuire, eh?
I think he's a future baseball player of some kind.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe he'll hit 68 taters, 70 taters.
He wants Miss Elizabeth to stand there.
You go over there. Did they not have enough mats? Because there's a giant gap of no mat.
It's like somebody rolled it up. I think it's there. Just somebody
just
didn't move it,
over.
It back. Yeah, like,
that's even funnier.
Yeah.
You got the superstar right here, live and in color.
What?
Randy, the Macho Man.
And why is
savage.
He not like
what
him?
What you gonna do when superstar Billy Graham comes down your head? You got to give up the Intercontinental Championship belt of the entire universe to superstar
the IC belt of the universe now.
That's what it is.
It's been elevated again. It was the world. Macho Man said
the
world. He said the universe.
Oh, come on.
I love that Savage in every match just unnecessarily throws the guy outside and beats him up.
This is his MO.
I love his MO.
What is with this lately, this contradictory? It's like literally called the Intercontinental title, but Macho Man says it's the Intercontinental Championship of the world.
Because he hates Hulk Hogan.
Superstar is like it's the Intercontinental title of the universe.
Well, because he's Billy Graham, yeah.
Right.
What's very ironic is that we're not going to see him wrestle again. Billy Graham.
There's not even one more match?
Not in 86. In 87, we will.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure this is it. The one match we saw where it was terrible last week.
I still think from a marketing perspective, this wasn't like a stupid move to bring him up.
I agree with you. Yeah, I think
they could have made money off this.
Yeah, they didn't, but they could have. All right, back
actually,
inside.
You know,
Buddy Slam. Yes.
You know, it makes actually more sense for Macho Man to move to a Billy Graham feud because that's like other Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, alternate Hulk Hogan.
Right? And so Macho Man.
Elbow! Beautiful.
I feel like that's a natural feud.
Well, yeah, in terms of, especially the promos will be fun.
Yeah.
Right? They would. But
maybe that's why he was already like called. Maybe they were like, this'll work, right?
Yeah,
they
probably had plans for him.
Yeah, they're probably like, oh, well, feud him with Macho Man. That'll work on the house shoes.
It would have been a good house shoe.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why George Steele had a feud with him for so long.
Yeah, because they were waiting.
No, because I'm saying the superstar got injured.
Well, yeah.
So they had to like just, all right, George Steele again, I guess, right?
Maybe.
Because there's nobody else.
They also, I think George Steele is a natural feud only because he's the only person to ever beat Hulk, so Macho Man could be him.
Big John Studd beat Hogan by count out.
That happened?
Yeah.
I don't remember
that. I don't think we saw it, but it
wasn't
happened.
Wasn't on TV.
All righty.
That's a Macho Man.
It's still funny to me that the only time on TV we've seen Hulk lose was to George Steele as a heel.
I think it was. I mean, we saw him on MSG. He lost to Savage.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Who's that, your stockbroker?
Yeah, maybe.
I think this is it for superstars of wrestling already.
That's it?
I think it is. It feels like the end of the show. That might be it. That's weird.
Oh, Randy. Oh, Randy.
She hasn't been too scared lately, have you noticed?
No, she's fine.
No less than the reigning World Wrestling Federation.
Oh, that's right, we need Hogan.
The one and the only.
But we got that interview already.
No, that was Australia Hogan.
This is Jesse the Body Ventura with the current, and I use the term loosely.
What?
Why is this Harley Davidson bandana he's got on?
Because he can.
A lot of people throughout the world think that Paul Orndorff is
Stop it.
Truly the real American. Yeah, I bet you think you've got a full head of hair and a big pair of arms, dude. But standing next to me, you look like a weeping willow tree, little man. All I got to say about Paul Orndorff, brother,
Orndorff,
is you're not a real American like you say you are.
He says Orndorff.
And I'm not
really. Why does he do that?
Just how he says
it.
Like
wrong.
He's Hulk Hogan.
Get to the top, man. You got to be big time. You got to dedicate your life to training, saying your prayers, eating your vitamins.
So that's canonized.
And you also got to dedicate your life to those people, brother.
What's your problem with 86 Hogan? He's been fine.
I just
didn't do anything.
I don't like, it's like, oh, you can't be the champion because you don't take your vitamins and all
that shit. Yeah, he doesn't do all the proper steps.
Even though I bet you all these people take their vitamins.
Oh, they take vitamins.
Yeah.
Killer B. Oh, God,
what
I forgot we have to deal with this crap.
Did they just, like, cut to this
yes.
shit?
Yes. Hastily edited, I think.
Remember, the Moondogs are going to win here. This is it.
Vince just said that they're rough. And I don't know if he realized his pun.
Oh, they only bark when they're on the moon, Joe.
Yeah, not here. It's like Superman with the powers on Krypton.
Remember, they're human form
it's
right
now. It's different, yeah.
I think when they hit the atmosphere, it like changed them or something.
Yeah, no, that's what it is. You're right.
But once they go back into space, it's dog form. Go back
dog
to their
form.
Natural form. Yes.
Give him the chance to talk with Jesse the Body Ventura. You know what his problem is, McMahon?
Talking about Hogan.
He is jealous of me because I'm Mr. Hollywood now.
Well.
Because I'm out doing movies. The man's jealous because I don't have to get sweaty and get dirty no more.
Well.
And that's his whole problem. He's jealous of me.
Now, I brought this up.
Jazz is a big star now.
Big
I mean.
Star. I brought this up on something like months ago. But there's a misconception that like Hogan and Jesse didn't like each other after like 86 because when Hogan said the union thing. Jesse didn't find that out until 94 or 92
or
something.
Oh, wow. It wasn't that far. Okay.
Early 90s.
So he has like no idea about that right
no,
now.
No. I mean, they got along. They were like cordial. Yeah. Jesse was always just like in character when he made fun of Hogan.
Right.
Same way Bobby was.
Bobby.
I'm not saying they loved each other, but they were cordial. That's all I mean. They weren't friends, necessarily.
I didn't know he found out that late.
Yeah, I didn't either until it was in one of the lawsuits with Vince.
Hmm.
Either the one from 92 with the or 91 with the royalties, or maybe it was the 94 steroid
like that,
trial.
That breakup of the union with Jesse is one of the like most detrimental things that happened to like all wrestlers ever.
From their own personal point of view, yes.
Like, if Jesse was allowed to go through with that, that would have, like, helped a lot of people in the long run.
Possibly. Inside cradle there by Brunzell on Spotty. Kick out by Spotty. Woof. And I'm not really sure what the implications are. I don't know enough.
They probably would have health care, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, but they might get paid a lot worse and not per gate and stuff like that. It would just be a salary. Maybe. You know, like,
but I don't
I'm
know.
Just
it's
saying,
like,
I don't know. I'm not advocating for no union, by the way.
I'm just saying
I just
from,
don't understand enough.
It might have helped WWE in the long run, too, because I've always thought that, like,
beautiful dropkick, go ahead.
If these guys were given proper health care, yeah, it might have prevented a lot of, like, problems. Because there would be, like, other doctors, independent doctors looking at them and stuff.
I really just don't know enough about the implications on one way or yeah, another. I'm not saying unions are bad, and I'm not saying they're good. I don't know.
Oh, it's not about that. I'm just saying that I'm more concerned with the healthcare thing.
Right, right.
Like, because I think that's what would have ultimately come out of it is healthcare for these guys.
I'm sure it would have. Here comes Brian Blair, the captain, going against Spotty.
Because if
captain.
Anybody needed it, it was these wrestlers.
Well, no shit, yeah, right? Good right. Lord, what a hard job. Yeah. Seriously, I respect anyone that's ever wrestled, even like yeah, a match.
If anyone needed like a company healthcare plan, it's the World Wrestling Federation.
Seriously. Irish whip by Blair on Spotty. Rex being his useless self as we get an atomic drop by Blair. Man, Rex is dragging down Spotty, Quinn.
Yeah.
He really
Spotty's
is.
Been, I this Rex fella just...
It's not
need,
working.
There needs to be another Moondog. He needs to go back up to the moon and get somebody else.
Get a different one. Oh, man. Beautiful dropkick by Jimmy Brunzel.
Look at this.
Another cover there on Spotty. It's over.
I don't like that.
Unfortunately, Quinn, the better team, did not win today.
Yeah. I agree.
A lot of animal teams.
The worst team won.
We got a lot of animals. We got snakes. Mm-hmm. We got a bird now. We got
Komodo
Moondogs.
Dragons.
Komodo dragon. We got bulldogs.
Yeah.
Moondogs. Bees.
We got tons of stuff.
A lot of things going on.
Frankie.
Yeah, Frankie. Oh.
What is this?
He did elbow him by accident.
Well.
The Moondogs explode?
Has Spotty finally had enough of this shit?
I think over the younger here. I don't know. Well, I don't know if I ever had a partner in
the oh!
Whoa!
Oh!
Give me my bone.
Whoa, baby.
Oh, shit.
These Moondogs here go at it with the bones in hand.
Secret angles, Joe.
I never heard of this.
Wait, go back.
Hey.
Go back.
There's a replay in the elbow. Right into
Why'd
the
they cut
no,
it off?
What happened with the dogs?
And then from there, turning around, a drop kick.
Could we? Why is Vince doing the fucking... Did Bruno fall asleep?
Bruno went to the bathroom or something.
I gotta take a pish. We don't find out?
Oh, don't leave me hanging.
Damn it.
I'm going to be wondering about that for a week.
So am I. Oh, you know, this will be
yeah,
classic because Jacques can't be anything but a heel.
Yeah, true.
From Monday night, Monday,
what,
October 13th.
What is this footage? It's all shaky and fucked up. Blurry, the camera's out of focus.
Horrible.
Oh, tag team battle royal that no one knows about.
It's going to be good.
Unbelievable.
Oh, you know, we are going to
Well, Kenny, it's going to be great for us to come back to Sacramento.
I
am good. But this time it's for a special cause. Like you said, it's that $50,000 tag team battle royal.
That's not
cause.
A special cause.
It's going to be a pleasure for
It's for money. We want to get paid.
What are they going to donate it?
We're going to go out to fight all the teams that are there.
I guarantee it's not $50,000 either.
No, that's not the purse money. Now, what is Jacques going to say?
Your brother said it all, Jacques.
I think so, Ken. I'm sorry. The only thing I want to tell the people and remind them
I'm
is
that
one part of the team gets thrown out of the ring, the other half has got to walk out of the ring, and that would hurt a lot. So my brother and I are going to be watching back to back.
Don't act so facey, Jacques.
Jacques.
Surely the Rougeau is just one of the great.
Oh, there they are, the Rougeau brothers.
Oh, really good.
Oh, it's hot.
Look at this.
Oh, facey.
Where's Tama?
There he is.
Ooh.
So we're back, and we are going to...
Look, Haku has renewed life being in this team
well,
now. Not carting around Seviafi and shit.
It's much better.
Not being in Steamboat Shadow.
Yeah.
Be proud of all people out
Look
there.
At him.
Mr. Body Slam Man.
Hell yeah.
Come on.
Then why can't we talk to Tama? They always skip over
better
him.
Better talk to him.
Sacramento, California, baby.
Yeah.
Everybody know who the Islander is.
The Ric Flair of Samoans.
So good.
Sacramento, baby. Samoans and Tongans throughout the place, baby. We
yeah,
are coming
baby.
To town. I want all the Samoans and all the Tongans to know one thing.
Lela mahaku, ma ua malokama.
Okay.
Lela mahaku, take care of business.
Malolo ma ua. Take care of business.
$50,000. La mao sa mua koga Hawaii. La mao lalangia koa. Talo forga koa kongu. Owen Monk wa. World Wrestling Federation is on tour.
Your mom's a cyborg. Your mom's a cyborg.
Monday, the October 13th.
What does that mean in Samoan?
I don't know. You have to find out.
Wrestling child, the magnificent Morocco.
Next week. All right.
Wow, Morocco's back. Oh, Pink Hat's going to be here.
All right. Well, he's probably pissed off. Oh, they're teaming up. Morocco and Orton.
Oh, it's happening, Joe.
And this team. Remember, it is a third taping. It means team tag teams.
Jack the Snack.
Jack Snack. All those individuals. British Bulldog.
The non-title matchup. The Bulldogs will square off against Valentine and Phoebe. All of this.
Next week, wow, they only get a measly non-title match now.
They don't deserve a title shot, to be fair. Oh, Akshin. I guess we're going to get more of the continuing primetime saga, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's all that's left now that we don't have to deal with TNT.
Thank God. Probably a challenge clip, maybe?
Yeah, something on challenge, perhaps.
Yep. Oh, Boston? Right, Boston?
Yeah, oh, you stole the bit, Built. The, whatever. Gorilla Monsoon and Randy Savage why? Don't like each other.
Yeah, why is Gorilla there? Gene's interviewing him.
This is complete mental insanity night now.
All right. Tonight, it's going to be George the Animal Steel.
Gorilla,
Macho Man.
Like, disapproving?
Yeah, but what about the stipulation? What about the stipulation, President Jack Tunney? Yeah.
What did he do this time?
Let's man, I'm too good, aren't I, Gorilla Monsoon? Tell the people right now.
Well, I'm too good. This is actually where you stole the title, right here in the Boston Garden from Tito. Isn't it true?
Greatest evening in sports.
Greatest evening in sports.
You maligned me all the way.
Wait a minute, gentlemen. Let's not get into it here.
The feud.
You never did it like this, did you, Gorilla Monsoon?
I want to see these two wrestle. Seriously. I think Gorilla could take them.
Gorilla just said, I stayed away from light heavyweights.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Well, let me tell you.
Well, he's 440.
He is.
Macho Man's only like 2-something.
240.
After tonight, you got to understand that I'm not just going to beat you when I wrestle you. It's going to be like I'm going to do to the animal.
He's just challenging Gorilla.
Wait a minute.
It's not going to be
Wait a minute.
Wait, is he challenging Gorilla or is he talking about George?
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Where's Elizabeth?
Elizabeth. Oh, man.
She's not here because it's a house show.
I'm sure she's there. She always traveled with
us. Because this is a glorious evening. Yeah.
Maybe she had to go to Caldor or something.
Thank you.
Maybe Bradley's.
Yeah.
I like the girl just on hand
Randy
for the
Savage.
Interview. Like, assisting.
Yeah.
Oh, we have to actually see it. They better get into a scuffle, him and Gorilla.
Ah, this is bullshit!
Referee is...
Ah, it's so clean. This is the cleanest I've ever seen the Boston Gardens.
Great footage. That looks like Freddy Sparta, but he needs a haircut.
Yeah.
All right. Savage attacking Steel.
They're saying, where's Elizabeth? Why is
she not out there yet? I guess.
Maybe she isn't here.
Good. Savage.
Randy Savage.
Why is Gene still doing commentary, by the way, in October of 86?
Why? Because somebody didn't show up.
Yeah, they didn't want Ken.
Yeah. Randy
Savage. What is that robe he's wearing? Oh, that's a normal one.
He's had that one before.
I guess,
there is no Miss Elizabeth today.
No beef. I'm guessing that Richard's giving this to us for a reason. I don't think it's because we just love watching George Steele versus Randy Savage matches. You know what I mean?
Maybe the animal wins this one, but not like for the title. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Or maybe Savage gets into a kerfuffle with Gorilla.
Perhaps.
It's possible. What a furry man. What a smart idea, making himself a wrestler and calling himself the animal.
I will say it is good. I still think that he could have very easily shaved it off and had a gimmick change.
He could have. But that's an impressive amount of body hair. Like, that's... You can't just choose to have that.
So,
it's pretty
good.
I do
wonder, it's like, you could, like, make that happen if you bicked it a lot for, like, a couple weeks, and then it would just, like, always grow that way.
I don't know if that's true.
Like, maybe when he, in the 60s or whenever he was, like, forming his mane, he would shave, like, every single day on his chest, and then it came back, like, all furry.
Isn't that an old wives' tale, though, that it'll actually do that? I don't think it really does.
I sometimes, like...
That's a wives' tale. You do what?
Like, because there...
We don't really
need
to know.
There's, like... I don't like the hair, like, too up here, so I kind of, like, trim it down or whatever. But when I, like, bick that... You know,
yes.
Like, it does come back stronger.
Okay.
So, it's real.
I don't think it's real. Went to the well too many teams. What is going on here? This is a zoo.
Yeah.
What is this?
It is very zoo. Z morning zoo.
Elvis and Elliot.
That was a bug in there. You see that?
Yeah, it's a stink bug. So I'm,
yeah, stinky.
I'm leaving it alone so we don't smell it up in here.
Right. Oh, those are the ones that smell like farts or whatever.
Yeah.
Look at this mess.
It's
a nice clean ring. They like messed it all up.
They messed it all up. George's got a robe around his head. Savage with the axe.
It's a brawl, Joe.
It is. I like it. I like it.
Why is the ref doing nothing about this?
Why? Where's Vince to like yell?
Yeah, he would be so mad. About, is this Danny Davis?
That's Freddie Sparta.
So then, what is Vince bitching about then? Savage.
I don't know, but we need to hear something, Quinn. Very important that we hear this.
Things do not look good for George Steele at this point in time. There goes Savage.
We can see blatant one.
Why is he always stealing it?
Is this his weird Midwestern something Minnesota accent? I don't know.
Panasonic home video recorder's out, yeah.
It's a very popular program. I mean, appliance. Boink!
Also TVs and stereos.
Well,
and radios even, it said.
A fine company.
Yeah.
That now their parent
Panasonic was like kind of a crusty brand though.
No, they were a fine brand.
They were no Sony.
I didn't say there were no Sony, but I'm just saying, you know, not bad. No, I think they're fine.
All right.
I mean, RCA was very good.
Yeah, I didn't mind them. Zenith.
The Zenith. Mitsubishi.
What happened to Zenith?
I can't answer that for you.
I think Panasonic bought them, actually.
Did they? Look at George carrying Savage by the throat like a sack of garbage.
Man, just choking him out. Maybe we'll get a double count out here, Joe.
Maybe. Oh, he opened up the weems.
Open up that can of whoop.
What is this? Oh, he opened up a can of weepies. What is this, a double chin? Ah, George got counted out because he's tinkering with the furniture. He doesn't understand. Where's Lewis? No
idea what's happening.
No, he doesn't. Not a clue.
Her manager's barred from ringside.
Still knows nothing about countouts, yeah.
Wait a minute. It's no holds barred, isn't it? Didn't Savage say that in the very beginning? And that's why Sparta didn't do anything?
There's stipulations, though, right? He said much.
That was the stipulation, I think.
Oh, okay.
I think we just missed it.
So you need to count it out in a no holds barred match?
Yeah, there was no DQ, Gorilla just said.
Of course he wasn't. Wait a minute.
Oh, the biting.
Far enough. Did he just say foreign object? I'm going to cut him.
Of course he wasn't. Wait a minute. Foreign object.
Come on.
That's not even what happened.
Yeah, Savage had one, didn't he?
Where?
It's,
well, the
animal took whatever it's a small thing. It's Savage's usual, like, tiny thing.
His piece of tape or whatever.
I can't believe he just said foreign object.
Object.
That sounds like parody.
Oh, there it is. He's got it.
Yeah. And look at, he busted Savage. Whoa. Don't hit Sparta.
He's an animal. There's no, and nobody,
this
Captain
is why
Lewis can't stop him.
This is why Lou needs to either get his shit together or retire.
Oh, he's busted wide open there.
Wearing that crimson mask.
Of the Intercontinental Champion.
Wow. Uh-oh. He's near Gorilla.
I get out of there. Don't want to lose too much blood.
Look at the blood gushing out of the forehead of the Intercontinental Champion.
Time to retreat, if you will.
Savage. Mask.
And Gene loved to speak in cliches more than any other announcer in the WWF, I think.
Man, George Steele is just relentless. Look at this.
Well, like you said, he's an animal.
Steele will not quit.
Savage finally found
Savage,
the right route.
Yes, making the right decision.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, Big John Studd and
Bubby.
Bubby.
Oh, is this Piper Machine?
Oh, right. They've been hyping this for weeks.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to wrestle Piper Machine.
Piper Machine.
He's going to be wearing the hot rod shirt and kilt and the mask. That's
he
all it's going to be.
He must be, right? He's not going to have the singlet like Hogan did, right? As Hulk Machine?
Let's see. I see the shirt.
Yeah. It's so stupid.
Look, they ripped off the hot rod part so that you can't. He's in disguise, Joe.
That's really good.
Disguise.
Actually. Disguise. It doesn't say anything.
That's not him.
I don't know who it is. It's the machine.
He just had blue tights like Piper, but.
So?
I like that the logo's ripped off. That's funny.
That's really funny. I never saw this. I've heard of this match.
Very
I don't
clever.
Think I've ever seen it. Very cleaver. What do you think of
this Piper Machine? Oh, look, he's got the hot rod now, separately.
Oh, he does? Okay. Oh, wait. The fans saw it.
I didn't get a look at that.
Just gave some of the fans here in the Boston Garden at ringside a little sneak preview of his visage.
I noticed that left leg is wrapped up pretty heavily, Gene.
Yeah, I mean, he was on crutches. Hey, he just did it to Bobby. That's funny, and the ref didn't see it.
Yep. Well, nobody knows.
What do you think of Big Machine coming in to replace a Giant Machine? Big Machine's done a good job, right?
Yeah, Big Machine's all right.
I think so.
He likes barbecue.
He loves barbecue.
Yeah.
I'm playing blackjack. Hi. Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. I love the... I actually really do like this because they're not insulting the audience. The audience is supposed to know. Everyone is supposed to know, but everyone...
Hey, you're supposed to be in on the joke.
Right, but like... And all the face announcers know. They just... They act like Bobby's crazy.
Right. It's all joke on Bobby.
Like, they're not outsmarting Bobby because he knows.
Right.
It's all just fucking with him.
Right. All the people he doesn't like.
Yeah. Bobby not in bad shape for this period of time, huh? Looking svelte.
Hey, Bobby was... I always thought Bobby was, like, in decent-ish shape, like, most of his career.
For a part-time wrestler, yeah. He wasn't bad.
I mean, obviously, he's not going to be, like, ripped or anything,
no.
But, like,
no.
He can bounce around in there.
He could bump, man. All right, so Piper Machine here. Wait, who is it? Oh,
it's Roddy
shit,
Piper.
It's Roddy Piper this whole time?
Oh, wow.
I didn't know.
Don't tell Bobby.
No. John Studd just like, can we get on with this shit? I have a nap to take.
Piper, son.
I have a pizza to eat, whatever it is.
He just said Piper son, not son.
He didn't say son. Piper son. Hall.
Piper son.
Oh, why am I on chemotherapy? Stud doesn't waste any energy at all. Doink.
No.
I gotta say, now that Mugi's just like a guest commentator, I don't mind him as much.
Yeah, we haven't had him on commentary in forever. Sunset flip by Piper Machine. Oh, Stud on the ropes. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I would think that the Machine team is going to win this one.
I would hope so.
I would think so, yeah.
I mean, hype for Piper Machine these couple weeks.
And we found out it's Roddy Piper. Saw his face.
Again, we don't talk about that, though.
No. I still don't know who Giant Machine is, though. No idea.
Just don't mention it, Jeff.
Okay, sorry. Wow, the fans love this. They do love it.
Because it's fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
You get to see all the faces pretend to be other wrestlers.
Yeah.
Like, it's goofy.
Well, we don't know who the other machines are, though, Quinn. I don't know what you're talking about.
They have not been revealed just yet.
Barbecue Machine and Demolition Machine or whatever. Yeah. Like, we don't know who they are.
Axe Machine,
yeah. I do like that it's Super because Super... It has to be because he was Mass Superstar, right? And it just worked.
Yeah.
It has
no,
to
that's,
be.
No, that's the joke.
Yeah, okay. I figured. I just wasn't sure if I was inferring. Stud, just fucking tag Bundy. Enough with this.
I just think Stud, he always, like, wastes time.
Minimal amounts of effort in this guy. Him and Bundy are just there for
oh,
the...
Oh, no.
The
punch King Kong. Ooh.
Hang on. I think Gene said traffic.
Direct traffic.
Oh! He threatened to poke
Sparta. It's a comedy match. I love it.
Completely. Doink. King Kong Beendy.
Piper Machine.
Oh, look at this. It's a foot race.
Yeah, this is purely a comedy match.
Yeah.
Bobby, getting the fuck out of here.
Tell you what, though. This shit seems to have drawn people like this.
Hell yeah. Well, plus Roddy Piper is a big face now, right? So that works.
I love that they put the expectation that you don't know when another wrestler is going to join the machines.
Right, because we've had Hogan Machine. I mean, Hulk Machine.
Yeah.
Could have any machine.
You could have SD Machine.
You could. You could have Macho Machine, but he'd be a heel.
Yeah, it's got to be a face. I'm trying to think. Animal Machine.
Yeah, Animal Machine. Junkyard Machine.
Yeah.
Dragon Machine.
You can do all sorts of stuff with this.
Absolutely. Can I ask you this, Quinn?
What?
Stud and Bundy are, even though they're not the champions, they're definitely like the best kayfabe tag team in
allegedly.
The company, right? Like in terms of perception.
They like don't need the belts or whatever.
Because they're the mega stars here, the mega heels.
Right. It's like one of those combo packs.
Yeah. Combo packs, right. So Bobby in there with Piper. I never thought I'd see that day.
Jericho or whatever.
Don't say that name ever again. Or Show Miz or any of them. Or Team RKO or whatever the fuck it's called. Rated RKO.
Rated RKO.
That one's okay.
I've always had no issue with that name. Because it's not...
That one's fine.
It's not just name combining. Like, it's
I don't
just
like
it's
that.
Actually, like, creative, rated RKO.
My least favorite is when they would just put team in front of something.
Yeah.
Like, who's thinking anymore? How do they have 49 writers and nobody comes up with anything good?
Daniel Bryan had, like, 700 tag team partners,
yeah,
if
I
recall.
Team
like,
Hell No, like, all that shit.
Well,
all right.
Team Hell knows his, like, most notable.
Well, it turned Kane and him face, remember?
Right. But Daniel Bryan used to team with all sorts of people, like, constantly.
He did. Irish whip
he even did that
Bundy
when he was in
Piper.
Ring of Honor, though, too. That was like a Daniel Bryan special. Like, he doesn't mind teaming up with people.
No, why not? Bundy is... Tell you what. That's the name of our show. Bundy is still over as a heel, I think. But I think he is more, like, shoehorned into comedy now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I think we're starting to understand why his role is what it is at WrestleMania 3.
Yeah. It's not that
it's like, starting to come about.
Well, because people always make this big stink, but where else? You can't go further than the main event. Of course he was going to go down, and sorry,
you
want to
be here, you got to do something.
Yeah. And also that match is fun and good. I'm not even joking around.
It's fine.
It's
yeah.
fun.
I think what people wanted, Joe, is they were like, why can't he feud with somebody else? Like Jake the Snake or something.
Because they're both heel. Oh, well, Jake was a face. Because the honky angle is hot.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
There's no other place for him. Piper's got Adonis. Not that many that were...
Well, if they would stop stockpiling all the faces into tag teams... That's another problem right
now. I guess.
Now.
I mean, the JYD-Harley feud, it could have easily been like anyone else in Harley's yeah. spot, I guess.
That's
but
all I'm getting at. It's like, I feel like we're putting too many people in teams. Maybe we need to like...
Maybe.
Because there's like not enough singles wrestlers. Like,
but then, so you know what happens, Quinn? Then you put, you know, let's say Bundy against, you know, JYD. You run the risk of it just coming off as like a superstar's feature match. You need to have like a real angle there.
Well, it's not a feature if they're feuding on the house show circuit.
I know what you're saying. But you're right. I liked your point. I think we're starting to see why Bundy was where he was by WrestleMania 3.
Yeah.
I mean, by most accounts, he was like a hell of a nice guy, but he wasn't particularly motivated. He just did what he was told. He wasn't a politician.
Which means he only had what they gave him.
Correct. He wasn't a politician. Yeah. So he'd be like, oh, you want me to main event? Fine. You want me to do this? Fine. Like, he didn't really care. Which is not a wrong approach if that's all you care about. You just want
yeah,
to make your money and not get hurt.
The problem is if you don't play the politics, this is what happens.
Right, but at the same time, you have steady work and you don't cause problems.
Right.
You like your job and you just kind of do it, you know?
It's a balance.
It's a balance.
I'll say this. I wonder if King Kong is kind of like, look, I think I maximized my money here via the Hulk main event at WrestleMania 2. Like, no payday is going to be bigger than that for
him. I
think
he knew that.
So it's like...
He main evented fucking WrestleMania.
I'll just collect now. I already made it to the top.
Yeah. And he's in a tag team. He doesn't have to do half the shit now, literally.
It's great.
It is great. And then he leaves because he wanted to get into acting, and he also did that computer commercial, and Vince got mad. And he's like, okay, I'm done then. I don't care.
Why did he have a problem with the computer commercial? He didn't have a problem with Toyota commercials.
Because WWF's getting a cut.
Oh.
Bundy did that deal on his own. Vince wants a cut. I know.
Did he get a cut of Roddy Piper in They Live? Or
no, but he used the publicity from Piper after he came
back. Did he get a cut of Jesse in Predator?
No, I don't believe so.
Then what the fuck is he... Why when Bundy does it, it's a problem?
Because he's not Jesse Ventura. NBC wanted Jesse Ventura. Where Dick Ebersol was like, where the fuck's Jesse on certain that's
going
to
Oh, I guess we're just ditching the mask. Okay.
Fuck it. Oh, look at that. There's the pop.
No longer a machine. Phenomenal boxing background.
Gene is such a bad commentator. It's the amazing juxtaposition. Holy shit!
Whoa!
Piper with the body slam.
I owe him $15,000 now.
Good. Two. Oh, Bundy elbowed stud. Oh!
Now he covers. Over for the cover.
It's over. Beautiful finish. That's a finish right there.
So you got the mask back on.
Yeah. Well, you have to. It's rules. Halfway.
Yeah. Bananas, but okay.
I guess they can go bonk. This guy's really bonkos.
Yeah. Bonkos.
The horrible line. I told you this guy's a little bonkos, Kathy. This guy's really bonkos.
God, I love Regis.
I know, he's great.
He's just wonderful. Wow, Piper just clean beating him. Like, just done.
Well, yeah, he body slammed him, but then stud elbowed.
I mean, to be
Bundy
fair, the
stud.
Biggest star in that ring was Roddy Piper.
1,000%.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. He should get the W. Mm-hmm. Like,
number two was Bobby Heenan. Oh,
is it happening, Joe? Really
we'll see. He's just sort of walking Bobby's trying to ignore it, hope it goes away. Oh, look at that
look. Bobby might have to stop this shit. This
yeah, now he noticed. Oh. Heenan better
step in there and get these two guys. Yeah, I know, right? Of course, Bobby, big coward.
I know.
Doesn't do dick.
He doesn't. Oh. Stud and Bundy going at it. Whoa. Uh-oh, we may see some. First the Moondogs, now this.
Wait, everyone's breaking up. We said we need more singles wrestlers.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, who would be the face here? And now
they're really nose. They're both nice. They both seem like nice, cheerable guys, don't you think?
I think King Kong's more cheerable.
I don't know. He's more interesting.
Yeah.
He is like, but that means he should probably be the heel because he can talk better.
True.
You know what I mean? I don't think Heenan's going to let that happen, Gene. I don't know, though. Whoa.
Boy, this is going on longer than I thought.
Yeah. Oh, they could have a real separation. I like the music.
Bobby wants him to be friends.
Yeah, well, he got to protect his money. They did beat themselves. He's protecting Bundy from Stud.
No, he's trying to reason. Turned around.
Oh!
He was facing Bundy first, and now he's...
Now you can see his boobs.
Boobsy.
That's why he's boobsy.
I don't know. Bobby looks in decent shape. He's not out of shape.
His hair is not good.
Well, because he was wrestling, John.
And he's got the bowl cut.
Yeah.
Whoa. Whoa.
Don't do it. I don't blame him. Well, this is quite the argument, huh?
This is a long argument. What, are they killing time now?
Well, I think they're really teasing.
They're teasing.
The longer it goes, the more it seems like it's going
to
happen.
I know. Well, there's dissension in the ranks. I hate to leave this. Stud looking to the crowd, it looks like.
Oh,
see?
Wait. Okay, so Bobby is with Bundy.
Yeah.
Bobby wants Bundy out of there.
He's getting Bundy out.
Oh, okay.
He's still trying to cool the Jets. And that's it.
Oh, wow. Wow, we got cut up. Something was happening. What the hell?
A lot of cliffhangers here.
Wow.
Folks.
Cleef.
Hey, another fun time. I'm telling you, man, this 86 cannon is the bee's knees.
It's pretty good.
Especially this later 86 period that we're in.
Much later.
We creep closer to 1987. Folks, thanks for creeping with us, I guess.
Yeah.
Again, the reminder, and it's a very quick one, is if you want extra stuff, and by extra stuff, what we're talking about is 82 to 85 monthly specials, including Saturday night's main event from October coming up on Wednesday, and the monthly pay-per-view reviews. All you have to do is get a free trial.
There it is. It's on the screen. I see it.
Patreon.com/OVP podcast. It is legitimately free for an entire...
Yeah,
Quinn's there. I'm here too. Legitimately free for an entire week. We'd really appreciate it if you checked it out. It's free. It really is. Cancel it if you're not keeping
it.
But just try the stuff. All right. But with that said, I guess the biggest thing that we always ask you to do is to keep your feet warm, your seltzer cold, put on Sinatra, start to cry, and drive defensively. Until next week, this is Joe Morata. That is Michael Quinn. And we are out of here.
See ya.